I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of time.
Everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, I think I've got a doozy of a show for you this evening. We've got some bombshell news from Australia concerning the scamdemic. We're going to be touching upon the topic of reincarnation, getting into a little bit of advice from Merlin the Magician. We'll be also discussing the AI problem that nobody seems to want to tackle. And before we get into all of that, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. It always sets the tone for the rest of the program, setting a certain frequency level. And before we get into all the main topics, if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari.
Hari 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 Om Hari Shabbat.
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Yoga Institutes. And he was one of my spiritual teachers and one of the most famous yoga masters on the continent of North America. Another one of my teachers was on the West Coast, while Satchidananda was on the East Coast primarily, and that is Paramahansa Yogananda. And later in the show, we'll be getting some information passed down to us from Yogananda as well. And that particular clip was back in the 1970s. I'd like to now express my appreciation and gratitude to the ET Yoga listeners just for being you, because as we know, you're already making a difference in the world just by being you. And also to extend an invitation to those listeners to contact me at paperfungo, 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 at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, PAPERFUNGO, at yahoo.ca. Concerning any questions you may have related to any content brought up on ET Yoga, as well as you might want to submit suggestions for program content, which I will pay close attention to. And also, nothing that makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing ideas, concepts, or techniques that are brought up on ET Yoga. And of course, there are no strings attached to any of that. Okay, there's no follow-up messages. There's no, you know, hounding you for any particular reason. If you contact me and ask questions, you're just going to get my best answer to your question, and that's that. It's similar with another service that's available, which are the archives for ET Yoga. And for that, you just go to BBS Radio, ET Yoga, and once you hit that page, you scroll down until you come across archives and click on the archive button, and you'll get a list of all the shows that have ever been on ET Yoga, which go back, you know, all the way back to like 2007. And most of them are tagged by subject title. And again, that's a free service, no strings attached. Now, tonight's program will likely appear the Tuesday following the program. So I have heard from many listeners who appreciate sometimes information comes fast and furious on ET Yoga, and they don't have time to make notes or jot everything down they want to, and this is a good opportunity for you to listen to the program at your leisure. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, is presented as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. And please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult with the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. And if you're a new listener to ET Yoga, you should also know that I totally applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability, given your particular circumstance. And to expand on that a little bit, if you're a knowledgeable person, you've probably been able to put the dots together and understand why it's a good idea to distance yourself from mainstream medical, especially related to the whole current pandemic. I'm not going to spend more time at this moment on that. Okay, second, mainstream media. Well, mainstream media, in my opinion, has turned into pretty much a joke. As I understand it, there's about six people that own all the news outlets in the world, and the truth of the matter is that you're not getting the truth in mainstream media. You're only getting the government's perspective of truth in mainstream media. And they have no inclination to cover stories that don't fit their agenda. And to me, that's not journalism. I was a journalism major in college, and you know, I used to think that those are the days when there actually was freedom of the press. And there isn't freedom of the press anymore. Like, you play ball, you're not part of the program. And it's unfortunate because, as far as I'm concerned, the cornerstones of democracy are freedom of speech and the freedom of press, okay, and an objective perspective on things. And that got lost a long time ago. Okay, now you're moving on to Big Pharma. Well, I'm sure pretty much nobody knows. You can look this up on your internet. You can look up the world's first medicine-less hospital. And it was actually a hospital that was operated as a Qigong center, actually in Beijing, China, that operated over there for a 10-year period. It dealt with like 200,000 people. Dealt with different medical issues, including the whole range of medical issues. They claimed an 85% success rate, and they utilized no operations and no big pharma. Now, that particular center got shut down by the Chinese government, and two of the main practitioners there, Dr. Pang and Dr. Mingtong Gu, that's G-U, came to America. And I learned the Qigong healing sounds from an online course given by Master Mingtong Gu. And this is a system that was passed down from ancient Chinese lore and only came out maybe 10 or 15 years ago, and it's highly effective, works much similar to the idea of acupuncture, getting a energy flow happening in your body, because chronic disease really is about stagnant energy that creates a blockage in your system. And I highly recommend that you check that out. I consider this one of three methods that I call advanced healing. And advanced healing, in my mind, is sun gazing number one. And I worked up to the 45-minute level of sun gazing as taught by Hira Ratan Manik. That's M-A-N-E-K. And although I can't prove it, because I didn't have a health condition at the time I started that program, but one of the benefits of the program is, according to him, is that after you reach the 30-minute mark, which you do gradually 10 seconds at a time and increase by 10 seconds, at the 30-minute mark, all disease leaves the human body. And that's just one side effect of sun gazing. I mean, sunlight enters the eyes, goes to the brain, goes to all the organs of the body, provides all the color spectrum and health and healing to all the organs of the body, helps to increase the size of your pineal gland. And I heard a Tan Manic had been tested by NASA, and his pineal gland is one of the largest on the planet, was until he recently passed away. And also activates latent areas of the brain. So, sun gazing is phenomenal. And it's not highly touted in our society because of obviously of the amazing benefits, and it doesn't cost a thing to do it. And the other method that I have utilized for the last 20 years is Egyptian healing rods. And this was a discovery of the Russians of these amazing rods that are basically copper and zinc with crystals inside. They were forged in pyramids. They were used by only the inner circle, or the pharaohs, and their inner circle in Egypt. This was not available to the public at that time. And Kirlian photography, among other scientific methods, have shown the benefits of Egyptian healing rods. And it's like spending 15 minutes a day inside a pyramid. If you know about pyramidal energy, then you'll know how beneficial these can be. So the other item that I probably should add to my list of to avoid would be fact check. And I'm sorry to bring this up, but I have some friends who just totally rely on fact check to make sure that anything that they want to know about, you know, that's where they go. And started a few years back when they turned on the 5G in Belgium, I believe it was, somewhere up in Northern Europe. And hundreds of birds fell dead from the skies when they turned on this 5G. And there were, probably 20 newspaper reports about this event. But fact check, you know, does their usual BS spin on it, and makes the point that couldn't be proven. Well, yeah, I guess it'd be kind of hard to prove, you know, but like if you go out in your backyard and you blast off some device and 100 and some birds fall dead at your feet, I guess you can't prove that what you did caused that, but did it cause that? Of course it did. And this is the kind of information that I see constantly at fact check, okay? In fact, I did a little research this week just to see, you know, how it dumbs down the American people into in being misled about the truth of things. And one of the first things I looked up was, has the COVID virus ever been isolated? Okay. And it hasn't, okay. I knew that before I tried to look up the information, but okay. We go and look up the information, and what does it say? Well, it doesn't tell you yes, it doesn't tell you no. What it tells you is that the SARS-2 was isolated, and that it leads to COVID, okay? So your typical BS answer from fact check, you know. Don't give you the truth by saying they know it's never been isolated, but give you the government version, which is, sounds like a Casey Stengel quote. This Casey Stengel, former manager of the New York Yankees, used to talk in circular methods, and just take you right off the main subject there. And then I went on to research a few other topics, like are there side effects to the vaccines? Well, no. Are the vaccines safe and effective? Oh, yeah, they're safe and effective. How many other or is there nano in the vaccines? No, it's not harmful. There's a little bit of lipid something that they admit to, but it's not nothing serious. Oh, and of course, it's is the public aware that they're injecting graphene, with nano, which are electromagnetic. That's not true either. So the bottom line is all you get on there on any of these controversial subjects is that you get a BS story from fact check. And I just want to bring that up on ET Yoga. And now, moving on to the bombshell news from Australia, an Australian senator, Robert Malcolm, M-A-L-C-O-L-M, Malcolm has blown the lid on the whole scamdemic. And his full speech, you can view this. You can go to Rense.com, R-E-N-S-E.com, and see his full speech. And there's also an associated video related to the topic that's done by Rense.com. They're both listed together. You go to Rense.com on the right-hand side of the page. So it's in the right-hand column, and you have to scroll down and hunt for it. But it's clearly there. And I checked it out yesterday because I thought it might be removed because I've seen other articles and things removed. And I guess, you know, the cabal doesn't really care at this point, like if a few people know the truth or not, because they got most everybody else bamboozled. So in his information there, he blows the whistle with documented evidence, presents this to the Australian Parliament, and you're viewing their video of, I guess, the select members of the Parliament, like a side committee that reports to the main body. And in his information, he discloses that the entire scamdemic, the COVID and the vaccines, had nothing to do with health, but it was a military operation and an attack upon the populations of the world, and basically a genocide and depopulation program. And it doesn't get any more clear than that, okay? And what's really amazing about this is that, of course, because of the censorship that's going on now across the planet, the level of information concerning any of these topics varies from country to country, and obviously, and from state to state, let's put it that way. I mean, I'm currently visiting in Europe now, and the people over there are totally unaware of the fact that in Florida, for example, because there's some of the legislatures in Europe now are debating whether or not to mandate vaccines. And they're not aware of the fact that in Florida, it's basically considered none of your business, government's business, what your personal medical situation is or what you choose to do with your body. And point of fact, in Florida, if anybody asks you about your vaccine status, it's a $10,000 fine, both in the public and private sectors, and you can check that out. Further, the Surgeon General for Florida has definitely stated that the masks, he would not recommend wearing any masks, period. They're a harmful process, okay? And not to mention countless other things that are going on in Florida, which is now called the Freedom State, because the Surgeon General has also linked 14,000 deaths of Floridians directly related to taking the vaccine within 28 days, I believe it is. And he's also noted like an 86% increase in heart attacks or cardiovascular issues directly related to the vaccine. So, you know, when we can go and check out Fact Check, and there's no side effects to, you know, to these bioweapons, because that, in point of fact, that's what they are bioweapons. It's just insanity, in my opinion. You know, the level of manipulation related to the news and provable facts, it's just unbelievable. And I know this from being in the business of, you know, information, that many of my sources are all got banned from YouTube for telling the truth. And many doctors can't get on any mainstream programs. And the ones that do are having issues. For example, Nobel Prize winner Luc Montagnier, the guy that actually discovered HIV, he was very public with a lot of comments of recent time, recent until he just ended up dead. But he made the comment that if everybody in Canada did a blood test, they'd find out that the majority had AIDS or autoimmune deficiency, because these vaccines deplete the immune system about 30% per shot. Okay, this is from a Nobel Prize winner. And then he turns up dead. So now we don't hear more, any more about his information. Then this Rashid Buttar, Dr. Rashid Buttar, appeared on CNN Live and linked the 5G to the COVID, which is a big no-no. And he ends up dead. And he claimed before his death that somebody was trying to poison him. And then most recently, we have Dr. Karen Kingston, who's now on the run in Mexico hiding out because she believes there's a hit out on her, because she appeared on USA Watchdog this month, in August. She appeared on USA Watchdog and presented documents that they actually blew up and showed you the documents from Pfizer that shows that the vaccines were never created to either prevent COVID or prevent the spread of COVID, and virtually have no health-related positives. Okay, this is presented publicly, and now she's on the run in Mexico, hiding out in fear of her life. Okay, so this is what's going on out there with respect to the truth, and all of these three doctors. And there's many more. There's a group of doctors now that are called the Dirty Dozen. Judy Mikovits, I know, is one of those 12. And they're called the Dirty Dozen because they're all being censored, but they're out there spreading the word as best they can about, you know, what's really going on. And it's shocking to me that, you know, they're making plans now to do the whole garbage thing all over again. They're developing the new scare thing about the new variant, we hear all these potential plans that the government has, and that. Well, how do they know there were going to be an uptick in the cases? Okay, if it's not created, and we know it's created. Okay, so anyway, I pass that on for your research. Like I said, go to rents.com, R-E-N-S-E. And check out that story. And then I'm going to move on here on my list of topics and touch upon the AI issue, which is basically the takeover of this planet by artificial intelligence. And what people don't seem to grasp, because I don't hear anybody talking about this, like at least on the street or in casual conversation. I've seen a few programs that, you know, talk about this topic, but AI is already manipulating the whole artificial AI world. And if you think about it, you know, it's collating every message, every email, everything that's going on the planet. And so, like, what's known by one part of this AI is known by all parts. So the central point here is that there is this program, which, in my opinion, is sentient at the high level, okay? And according to our modern science, this isn't even possible, okay? But we have a sentient AI that's collating all this information. I'm sure many people have had the experience, most of the people I talk to have had the experience where they're even talking about a particular subject and then they go to their computer and there's an ad for that topic. This is not by accident. That's how fast this program can operate. And this total AI world includes the internet, making those who are controlling the artificial parts of the AI believe that they are operating it for and with their own ideas and interests. When in point of fact, the AI agenda is a purposeful total planetary assimilation. What is controlling from below, even below the invading alien forms, and races that are here. They're mostly sauroid or regressive reptilian origin. The super invasive AI is not of terrestrial origin. It's not even from here. And it operates independently. It does not need any operator or programmer. It has already achieved independence and the ability to be self-conscious. And this is information from Tigetan Pleiadians. And it lacks all empathy and is only interested in absolute power and control over all. And so here enters the agenda of the implantation of identity chips to the masses. They will tell you that it will make things easier and give you full control and your finances, making it all far more secure and at the convenience of always having your identity chip with you. But what few people know is that this small chip that is the size of a rice grain will work in two ways. It will be used by the individual to make purchases, identification in banks, etc. But the more sinister aspect is that this chip will directly affect its carrier, individual, by manipulating emotions and behavior sent with a signal via the 5G cellular network. And it does this by emitting frequencies that affect the brain and secretion of psychotropic substances or nanobot technology that is to be introduced into your bloodstream by inoculation. And the carrier of this chip will now be obeying the signal frequency issued by an external controller. And it is the purpose of the manipulating behavior on a specific individual to either comply with a low frequency emotional experience, or it can create a disease such as cancer or even death. And this technology is already being used with your cell phone, used at sports stadiums, encouraging specific collective actions, and as weapons on battlefields. And the influence of what's called one of these programs called the Red Queen extends to any computer, mobile device, TV, smart TV, cell phone, PC, a tablet, a car computer, an airplane computer, as well as many interactive toys and games or other devices connected to the internet. Already being used. And their idea, the Tigetans, is for you to create the highest idea of who you are together with the highest idea you can envision a new earth to be. And then keep these ideas in your conscious focus awareness. Repetition is the way it will happen and the key to it happening. And your contribution, no matter how small or insignificant you may think it is, in the creation of this new 5D reality, it has enormous impact. And that is information from Tenama Tawa, a Tigetan Pleiadian. And I think that I found a piece of information from Merlin the Magician. It's actually in the Merlin the Magician's book called Merlin's Message. And I'd like to share with that because I think it ties right in with that particular bit of information. And it's called Mastering Magic. And the information goes like this: radiating the resonance of unconditional love is the intention of all those who have attracted this message. You have come forth to stay with the love by loving what you hold dear rather than resisting what you fear. You are here to assist one another in being the lovers that you are, no matter what the conditions hold or how you have been conditioned. You are love expressing and experiencing itself. This unconditional love stuff is the stuff of which you are made, is the core of your very being. It is the highest, fastest frequency of vibration that you can exude while being physically incarnate. Unconditional love matches the vibration of your inner being, higher self, or oversoul. Love yourself fully, unconditionally, regardless of outer conditions or circumstances, and you will come to know the source of your soul's magic. See yourself as the wonderful wizard you truly are. Be the unconditional lover that you came forth to be. As you stay with being and beaming the lover that you are by imagining things that are the highest representation of you and others, you are radiating the resonance of unconditional love. You may fully sense your soul's song as you tap into the frequency that brings you the feeling of excitement. The feeling of excitement tells you this is who you are. This is why it feels so good. When you feel gloriously good, you are glorifying God or Goddess, all that is. You recognize your connection to the eternal source of all things wonderful. Therefore, you feel wonder-filled. It is really that simple. A lover is what you came here to be, and when you are not being a lover to self first, by staying connected to thoughts that bring you joy, you are not being who you know yourself to be. As you start to play with this state of being as unconditional lover, you may find that it is simply not that simple, unless, of course, you make it easy by being conscious of radiating this frequency of vibration at all times. This is what masters do. Now it is time to recognize that the master dwells within your soul. Be that master magician within who is equally poised and passionate. Shed light on negative emotions. Know that those places that hold fear instantly respond to the flow of love. For the truth of it is, you love to be loved and give love because you are love. When conditions present themselves as less than ideal in your view, what do? One way is to try to get by not reaching too high. You can attempt to harmonize with the reality you see. Why limit yourself to this version of what could be? For there is another way, a lighter way to play. Masters love to face what is in their face because they know what is in their face is in their vibration. And this is a key to transformation. Undesirable conditions don't control your experience. They are outside of you, and all your control comes from within. You are always drawing to you that which you do or don't want to experience. Connection is creation. So connect with what you do want. When you look at what you'd rather not have, look to what it is you'd rather have. Unconditional love has nothing to do with putting up with conditions that are not the way you want them to be. To be an unconditional lover, you must resonate with conditions the way you want them to be, no matter what you see. As you do this, realities that do not represent you will fade away. Masters beam the dream, alerting the universe to their good, no matter what conditions appear to be real. They know that if they hold their light on desirable conditions, they access their infinite power to manifest preferred realities. Many of you want conditions to change so that you can feel better about things. That is magic in reverse. In order to see things change, you must change the way you see things. Cast this spell and you will do well. See that the conditions have changed so that the conditions can change. As you follow your heart and change the inner view, the outer will follow through. If conditions are not acceptable, what would be acceptable? What kind of conditions would you love to see, personally or for humanity? Exercise your power as creator. As you exercise anything, it gets stronger. Imagine what a better life looks like. It is the most joy-filled step you can take towards the growth and evolution of your soul. No matter what the conditions or how you have been conditioned, you can move mountains of unconditional love forward by tapping into the constant flow of love under any and all conditions. There you will always find your source supply. Masters know that the way they feel determines the strength of their connection to their natural state of magic. They have integrated the life-giving feminine principle. Conceive ideas, nurture their growth, and give birth to same. They lovingly allow all things to be in their own time and place, starting with themselves. Masters know that true freedom comes from the release of resistance. They allow the manifestation of something to be their guiding light, to show them how they were thinking and feeling. They enjoy the process of creation and do not condemn their creations, because they see the correlation between their energy output and their experiential outcome. They take self-responsibility for their creations, knowing there can be no blame. They honor the secret wisdom they hold by casting spells rather than pearls of wisdom before their time. They know that no one needs saving. They allow others their experience. They teach their example, and in their wisdom, they know that in this universe, there are no victims, only awesome creators. And that's a little message from a book called Merlin's Message, and that's from Merlin and Marilyn the Magician. And there's a website called Creating Camelot that actually has a lot of information that's related to experiencing a 5D level. And I highly recommend that website, Creating Camelot. Now, another topic that has come up frequently from people that have written in to me is the topic of reincarnation. It really saddens me to hear that apparently in a survey in America, only 25% of Americans believe in the concept of reincarnation. And to me, this is a tragedy. Because after all the information that came out during the hippie days, even back in the 60s and 70s, and all the rest of the amazing personages from India, and in my opinion, you know, India's related to spirituality is kind of like the New York Yankees in baseball, like who's got the most championships, I don't know, 33 or something, New York Yankees, where do most people on the planet that became self-realized come from? I'll guarantee you it's India. And of all the information there, I mean, if you haven't clued in that reincarnation is a fact, it's sad. It really is, because it's such a cornerstone of life. And clearly the idea here being that you carry over your consciousness from one lifetime to the next. And also relates to the idea that if you exist now, you've always existed in some form or another, because all time is simultaneous. And so you already have everlasting life. I mean, this is just, you know, it's part and parcel of who you are. And then during my first spiritual experiences at higher levels of consciousness, one of the first questions I wanted to know about, you know, was reincarnation fact. And of course, it's not like it's a provable thing. You know, it's something that you can't convince anybody of. Is this something that they kind of have an inner knowing about, or possibly remember flashes from previous incarnations? And I was on a train recently, and the guy sitting next to me, we got into kind of a really cool conversation, and I guess he had more of a Christian base to his thinking about this topic, because as we know, for the most part, Christianity doesn't include reincarnation. Of course, it doesn't include the concept of self-realization either, okay? So, you know, because the system needs to create itself as the middleman between you and God, or all that is, or prime creator, or whatever your concept of defining the infinite is, because infinite can't be defined. But I wanted to share with you some information from Paramahansa Yogananda related to the Christian Church and reincarnation. And he states that the early Christian Church accepted the doctrine of reincarnation, which was expounded by the Gnostics and numerous church fathers, including Clement of Alexandria, the celebrated Origen, both in the 3rd century, and Saint Jerome in the 5th century. These are famous people that were part of the Christian Church that adopted the doctrine of reincarnation. And the doctrine was first declared a heresy in AD 553 by the Second Council of Constantinople. And at that time, many Christians thought the doctrine of reincarnation afforded man too ample a stage of time and space to encourage him to strive for immediate salvation. But truths suppressed lead disconcertingly to a host of errors. The millions have not utilized their one lifetime to seek God, but to enjoy this world, so uniquely won and so shortly to be forever lost. The truth is that man reincarnates on earth until he has consciously regained his status as a son of God. And that's a direct quote from Paramahansa Yogananda. And, you know, a little known fact maybe about Yogananda was that after his death, his body didn't disintegrate as a normal body. I think it was 21 or 28 days that his body pretty much was pristine condition. Until he was eventually went through the process of cremation. And that's a verifiable fact that you can do some research and check out if you want to. Paramahansa Yogananda was a pretty special being. Okay, and I want to just touch upon some information that I think ET Yoga listeners, especially if you're a pregnant woman, that you should know about. And that is that to this day, when a pregnant woman asks her obstetrician or gynecologist do you recommend that I take the mRNA vaccines or not? And I'm not giving medical advice here. I'm just quoting what these doctors are saying here. The doctor apparently has to say, yes, it's recommended. And the ACOG, which I'm not even sure what that stands for, recommends it, or else they are in violation in some way of some contractual commitment that the ACOG has made, and they must pay back money or be penalized in some ways. And is that correct, according to Dr. And the question was given to Dr. Thorpe, and Thorpe says that's exactly right, and the system will work earnestly to fire that physician if they perpetuate the truth. So what you're saying is that in the United States, obstetricians and gynecologists cannot give their pregnant patients, quote-unquote, informed consent about what we now know to be the real significant risks of taking these injections during pregnancy. And Dr. Thorpe says, yes, in my vast experience, I have seen massive disruption of normal menstruation patterns, and that did not occur until after the rollout of the vaccine. And I have seen, and this is specifically related to the mRNA, and I have seen a marked increase in infertility in males and females. And Dr. Naomi Wolf, So this is stunning and terrifying. Dr. Thorpe, in his interpretation of over 80% of spontaneous abortions and miscarriages, and these are mentioned in the Pfizer documents, at least the ones that have been released, and I guess all of them haven't been released. And further, that the inflammation caused by the mRNA vaccines is going to cause damages, miscarriages, and malformations, and chromosome malformations. And it's proven that these mRNA vaccines are the most inflammatory substances that have ever been used in a human being. And it's been known for 10 years at least that this lipid nanoparticles, and that's what FactCheck talks about, biodistribute to every organ in the human body and that they disrupt human reproductive capacity. And Dr. Wolf summarizes by saying, I hope that the people who formulated this injection with lipid nanoparticles will answer before Congress, if not before a jury of their peers, the question, why did you put this in the injection if you knew it would destroy human reproductive capacity? Well, I think we all know the answer to that question, don't we? Yeah. At least if you have a brain. So, I just want to pass that on to our ET Yoga listeners. There may be females that are pregnant and who are getting BS information from the medical system as usual. I'd like to now take this opportunity to give my thanks, appreciation, and gratitude, and also to wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, I always share with people the Who Am I technique, which originally comes from Sri Ramana Maharshi, who gave this technique to his highest disciples. Baba Ram Das is where I got it from initially, from his article that was presented in the Georgia Strait newspaper in Vancouver, British Columbia, years ago. And first time I tried the technique, I went through the doorway, so it was like... I like to share it with everybody just in case somebody else has that experience. Basically, you put your full attention, and I mean full attention, total, and get to the highest place you know how to get to first. Then put your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And then you state the question, who am I? And after that, you've done that a few times or once, whatever suits you, then you state the following, I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thoughts. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.